Thank you. So Leviticus chapter 23, and we're reading from verse 23. It says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Say to the Israelites, on the first day of the seventh month, you are to have a day of Sabbath rest, a sacred assembly commemorated with trumpet blasts. Do not do any of your ordinary work, but present a food offering to the Lord.'"
Thank you so much. How on earth do we get a sermon out of those verses? Let's pray and let's ask for God's help together, shall we? God, our Father in heaven, we thank you for the journey that we've been on as a church family over these Sunday mornings through these ancient festivals that you prescribed for your people. Please, Lord, would you continue to lead us to Jesus, even in this very short Bible reading today? Would you show us Jesus, show us the gospel, remind us of what is true, and cause us to rejoice in our Savior today, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brilliant. I just need to very quickly find something. Here it is. This is what I was looking for. Now, here's the thing. Boys and girls, kids, grown-ups, sounds have meanings, don't they? Is that true? Sounds have meanings. So we're gonna play a little game. I'm going to play some sounds. Hopefully this will work. And you're going to tell me its meaning, okay? So listen carefully. Is this one going to work? Maybe that's not right. Have I done? So you're looking very confused. Come on, just yeah, ice cream van. Look, you're eating ice cream. Well, what are you eating? That's it. It's breakfast during church. So it's an ice cream van. So when you hear that sound, what does it mean? Kids, what does it mean? William? Ice cream. When you hear that sound, parents go, no, it's way too expensive. We're not going to go down there. We'll go down to Tesco's instead. But as a kid, you're like, yes, the ice cream van has come down the street. Sounds have meanings. Okay, now you ready for the next one? Here it comes. Actually, maybe you can play it from up there. What's the next sound? Oh yeah, Louise, what's that one? That's a whistle. Now, what does that mean?
Playtime's over.
What's that?
Playtime's over.
When the whistle blows, that is the worst sound ever, isn't it? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, the whistle's gone. Let's have it again. See if we can get it again. Oh, playtime's over. And we've got to go inside. It can mean other things as well. What else can it mean? Aaron. Start of a rugby match, or if you're winning, you're praying that it's the end of a rugby match and no more things can be scored. William, what else? Start of a football match as well. That's right. So sounds have meanings. Nath? What is it?
Basketball.
Yeah, it could be the start of a basketball match or the end of a basketball match. So sounds have meanings. Let's go for two more. Let's go for the next one. Okay, William, what's that one? A fire alarm. So what would we do? What does that mean? No, don't leg it. It's in an orderly manner. Exit the building. Sorry, I shouldn't have said leg it because I'll get in trouble with our health and safety people. This is a very good reminder that if we do have a fire, there are exits over here and over here. But sounds have meanings, don't they? Okay, here's one more. Let's go for this last one. Yeah. Let's listen to it again. Here it comes. Now, sounds have meanings. There we go. Now, does anyone know what that sound means? It's a trumpet. Yeah, but what does it mean? If you hear that sound, what does it mean? Zebby? What's that? You have to retreat. Yes. Is that what we play in our house when we're saying, no more arguing, everyone retreat to their bedrooms? No, we don't play that sound. Yeah. What does it mean? That's right. Well, we hear it today, don't we? We'll hear a sound that sounds very like that, and we'll hear that today, and that is a chance for us to remember. Remember all those who gave their lives serving in the wars to give us our freedoms. But actually, that's... Oh, yeah, go on, Abby. Someone important's coming. Wow, yeah, that's true. Someone, perhaps a trumpet's being sounded. Someone important's coming. Now, this sound, actually, that we've just listened to, is the sound of a very special trumpet. It's a trumpet. Oh, no, not the ice cream van. We're going through. There we go. There it is. It's the sound of a shofar, of a ram's horn. And this sound may not have much meaning to us, but if you lived in the time from the bit of the Bible that we just read from, you will know that this was the sound that was played on the first day of the seventh month, and this sound would happen all through the day, and it had meaning. If you were an ancient Jew, that sound, like the ice cream van and the whistle and the fire alarm, that sound had meaning. If you've got your Bible, kids, you can look at your grown-up's Bible, Leviticus 23 and verse 24. This is what happened. Say to the Israelites, on that first day of the seventh month, you are to have a day of Sabbath rest, a sacred assembly commemorated with, what does it say there? Trumpet blasts, with the sound of the shofar, the sound of the ram's horn. And what we're going to think about together this morning is the meaning of this sound. And so here's what we're going to do. Here's our little phrase. We're going to say this together. Okay, when the trumpet sounds. So we're going to have some actions. We're going to go, when the trumpet sounds. Okay, and then Tim's going to give us a note. You ready? Whoa, that's loud, isn't it? Okay, so should we do this together? When the trumpet sounds. There you go, you're not going to miss it this morning, are you? When the trumpet sounds, no falling asleep. I'm watching those of you that normally do. That's why we got the trumpet in this morning. When the trumpet sounds, it had two meanings for ancient Israel. The first meaning was this. It meant that harvest had ended. That was meaning number one. And meaning number two is that rest begins. Okay, so we're going to have some actions for these. So harvest, we're going to chop down some wheat. Can you do that with me? So we say harvest has ended and rest begins. Okay, should we do that together? Harvest has ended and rest begins. So let's just pick these off, okay? So when the trumpet sounds, should we do that together? When the trumpet sounds, the first thing was that harvest had ended. I'm glad you're on it, because I'm not. So for lots and lots of months, the ancient Israel community had been farming. They had harvested their barley and their wheat and grapes and olives, and they had worked really hard for lots and lots of months. But by the time they got to the seventh month, the work was finished. The harvest had ended. It was complete. There was no more farming to do. Now, boys and girls, I'm going to need your help this morning, because scattered around this room, stuck to the walls, we have got some things that we need to harvest, that we need to gather in, we need to collect up. Okay, so we're going to have a little harvest. Grown-ups, you can help. I didn't realize quite how many I'd printed off this morning, but there we go. So we're going to go. Can you go for me, boys and girls? And we're going to gather up these and bring them to the front, because it's harvest time. So off you go. There's some on the things. There should be a few in the balconies. I'm not sure. Levi, how many did you stick up there? One. Oh, there's one on the balcony. That is a very Levi task. Right. If you can find the one on the balcony, go for it. Let's do some harvesting. Matthew, thank you so much. Pop it down on the platform here. Thank you, Matthew. That's wonderful. Here we go. He's harvested some grapes. Let's put some. Louise, great job. Just pop them down here. Ezra, good harvesting. A little bit of help from there. Oh, you can let go. You can let go. You want to keep your grapes. You keep your grapes. There we go, Ezra. That's all right. I don't want to fight you. There we go, buddy. Right, let's do some harvesting. And then... But when the trumpet sounds, you have to stop. You ready? So quickly, harvest, harvest, harvest. Is there anything coming? Let's go, go, go. Now, it's good. Wow. Okay, so harvest is over. Quickly, quickly bring the last bits in. The harvest is, what is it? It is ended. The harvest is over. Oh, there's one more to come. Thank you very much. There it is. Brilliant. There's nothing left to harvest. Harvest is about gathering in. Harvest is about collecting up the crops, the wheat, the barley, the olives, the grapes. It's about gathering it all in together. But by the seventh month, when they heard the sound of the trumpet, it was... No, it's okay, we don't need it now. That's okay. Tim's poised. He said, how many times am I going to have to do this morning? I said, I don't know. When the trumpet had sounded, the harvest was over. It was complete. And if you're into this kind of thing, because there's lots of symbolism in numbers in Judaism, it's actually in the seventh month. And seven in the Jewish community is the number of completeness. It's the number of something being finished up. That's why God rested on the seventh day. And in the seventh month, the harvest is complete. It's over. It's ended. And on this day, when the trumpet sounded, they gathered together to thank God for the harvest. They gathered together. Have a look at verse 25. Do not do any of your ordinary work, but present a food offering to the Lord. A food offering was because they were grateful for the harvest. The harvest, can you do this with me? Harvest had ended. So, let's see if we can get this first bit right. So, when the trumpet sounds, harvest had ended. But, the second thing is that rest begins. Let's have a look at the Bible again, shall we? Look at verse 24 one more time with me. If you've got that, boys and girls, lean over. See if you can see it too. Say to the Israelites, on the first day of the seventh month, you are to have a day of Sabbath rest. It says there that they were to have a sacred assembly commemorated with trumpet blasts. When the trumpet sounded, when they heard that sound, because remember, sounds have meaning, when they heard that sound, they gathered together in a sacred assembly to worship the Lord. Now, sadly, they had it wasn't a day of PJs and TV, but it was a holiday, and it was a special holiday. It was a sacred assembly. Now, we don't really use that word, but we do use the word assembly, don't we? So, boys and girls, do you have assemblies at school? Anyone have assemblies? Yeah? What do you do at your assemblies? Eleanor, what do you do in your assemblies?
On Mondays, I don't go to assembly.
You don't go to assembly on Mondays. Is that just by choice, or is that just doesn't fit with the diary? Yes, you do at St. Michael's, don't you? You sometimes learn about the Bible. That's really cool. Nath, do you have assemblies?
Star of the Week.
Star of the Week. You get awarded Star of the Week.
Oh,
he didn't. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. That's it. Must be something to do with the name Nathan. I never got Star of the Week either. Anyone else? What else do we do in assemblies? Anyone else have a school assembly? Oh, yes. You sing songs at your assemblies. Is that what she said? I couldn't quite hear. Yes, sing songs. That's great. And sometimes we have other assemblies, don't we? So, for example, if that fire alarm goes, just as a reminder, there's an assembly point outside. And we go to the assembly point where we gather together. And when the trumpet sounded, they had a day of rest. They had a day of holiday. They assembled together to worship the Lord. And a day of Sabbath rest in the Bible, to put that word in, Sabbath, meant it was a day when they remembered that the Lord was their maker. It was the Lord was the one who'd rescued them out of Egypt. And it was a day to remember that the Lord had provided for them. They were to have a day of Sabbath rest. They got to spend the day with God. How cool is that? The God who saved them, the God who made them, the God who provides for them, they got to spend a day with him. And as the ancient Jewish community progressed on in time, actually, this festival, the Festival of Trumpets, actually became their New Year's festival. Did you know that? So some of you will have learned this at school, kids. You will have learned this. Maybe some of you grown-ups know this. This has become the festival of Rosh Hashanah. Have you heard of that? So this is when they mark the start of their new year, their new farming year, their new civil year, when one year's come to an end and a new one starts. And they still today blow the ram's horn to mark the end of one year and the beginning of a new year. So, are you still with me? Are you alive? Yes. Sounds have meanings, don't they? Sounds have meanings. And for the ancient Jewish community, let's do this together. When the trumpet sounds, what did it mean? Harvest has ended and rest begins. Fantastic. A day of rest, a holiday had begun. Now here's the question. What's that got to do with us? You're sitting there thinking, well, Nathan, that's very interesting. We've had a very interesting time learning about this ancient festival, but what's that got to do with you? And what's it got to do with me? And most of all, as a church, what's that got to do with Jesus? What's it got to do with him? Well, let me just begin with a kind of a lesson on the side. Here's a free one for you this morning before we come to the big lesson. Here's a free lesson. Actually, there's something, isn't there, about coming to the end of one year and the beginning of a new year that just says it's a really good thing to gather together with God's people and to say thank you, to worship God. We don't mark that with trumpets, but all over the world at the moment, when the 31st of December comes, what happens? What wakes you up, or what do you stay up for on the 31st of December? Fireworks. So we don't have a trumpet sounding, but there's bang, 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 bang. And if you're a middle-aged like me and you don't stay up till midnight, that wakes you up at midnight, because bang, 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 bang at midnight marks the fact that we get to the end of one year and a new year begins. And that is a great point, just like the Jewish community did, to stop and to say thank you to God for what's past and to take a time together to enjoy God together. That's why many churches have the traditions of the crossover meeting. We haven't done one here, but because I'm not sure how many people would come out at midnight, but they have crossover meetings where they pray into the new year because they take this from this festival. So that's one thing we could say this morning. Here's a free lesson on the side. That's a really good thing to do as a church. But here's the big lesson. This is the one that we need to think about this morning. This ancient festival of trumpets was given to the people of Israel in order to lead them to Jesus. Grown-ups, you'll remember that we've been talking about the shadow and the reality. And this festival is just a shadow of the meaning of the Lord Jesus and has so much to teach us about him. Now, how does it do that? Let's think about this morning. What's this first phrase here? Should we say this together? When the trumpet sounds. Here he comes. Well done, Tim. He's fallen asleep over there. That's it. When the trumpet sounds. Now, what's that got to do with us? Well, friends, did you know that we are waiting for a trumpet to sound? Did you know that? Kids, did you know that? We are waiting for a trumpet to sound. Let me put some words from the New Testament on the screen. Hopefully they'll come up. I can't get this to work. Can somebody put the words up? Here we go. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16 says this. For the Lord himself, that is Jesus, will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and what with? And with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. What are we waiting for? You can say, trumpet. Let's have the next reading. It's not just one part of the Bible. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 and 52 tells us, listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last. Come on, you can join in a bit more than this. In the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. What are we waiting for? Trumpet. Let's have the next one. Jesus himself, Matthew's gospel, says this, and he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. There is a day coming when the trumpet will sound. He's struggling over there now, making him work hard. There's a day coming when that trumpet will sound, when we will hear that sound ring out over all the world. And that is the day when Jesus Christ, who was crucified, who laid in the tomb, who was raised from the dead, who has begun a harvest, who has ascended to heaven, will come again. Hallelujah. He's coming. And that day, that trumpet, when we hear that trumpet, it will be full of meaning. What's the meaning? Can you say it with me? Can you guess? It means harvest has ended and rest begins. First of all, it means harvest has ended. What happens at harvest time? What did we do with all these? Kids, what did we do with all these bits? Yeah, what did we do? Brilliant. We gathered all the other food together. That's what we were doing. Harvest time was all about gathering and ingathering and bringing it into one place. We collected them up. And today, the Lord Jesus, the risen Lord Jesus from heaven, is harvesting. Ever since Pentecost, ever since the day he poured out his Holy Spirit from heaven, we are right now living in a season of harvest. Jesus is gathering people from all over the world, every nation, tribe, and tongue, to call on him as Lord, to forgive them of their sins, and to save their souls for eternity. That's what Jesus is doing today, right now. He is harvesting. And how is he doing it? How is he gathering people? He's doing it through the church. He's doing it through the church preaching the gospel and through the outpouring of his Spirit. Right now we're in harvest time. And right now that means that if you are trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are part of his harvesters. Let me put up some more words from the Bible, Matthew's gospel. Jesus sees the crowds, sees our world. And what does he do? He has compassion on them. Do you feel like that when you look at the people wandering around Enfield Town or the people that you mix with at work? Are you filled with compassion? Why? Because people without God are like sheep without a shepherd, harassed and helpless. And Jesus says to his disciples, to those who follow him, he says to us this morning, the harvest is plentiful. There are loads of people out there to whom you can proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Look at us. We might feel like a big group this morning, but you count us compared to the number of people in Enfield Town. The workers are few. Even if you tot up all the churches in Enfield Town, the workers are few. So what are we to do? Ask the Lord of the harvest. Ask Jesus to send out workers into the harvest field. Why? Because the trumpet hasn't sounded yet. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time of harvest. Now is not the day to sit on our bottoms and rest, because there's work to be done. It's harvest time, and we are to be at work harvesting. Jesus is at work right now harvesting. And when Jesus comes again, when that trumpet does sound, when we hear it audibly, there will be no more harvesting, no more saving, no more work to be done, because it's complete. Jesus' work will be done. Boys and girls, who likes playing musical chairs? Anyone like playing musical chairs? I think it's a rotten game, but there we go. It's a game, isn't it, where you circle chairs and you walk around and the music's playing and you're jiggling around and you're trying to get your bottom on the chair. But the idea of the game is that when the music stops, what have you got to be? What have you got to be? Eleanor, where have you got to be? Sitting on a chair. And if you're not sitting on a chair, you're out. And the same is true when the Lord Jesus comes again. When the trumpet sounds, you want to be found in Christ, sitting on him, trusting him. When the harvest is over, there's no more opportunities to find eternal life. And so friends, when the trumpet sounds, harvest has ended. And so we have to be at work now. And if you're here this morning and you're not yet one of God's people and you're not yet been harvested by Jesus, then I want to say to you, now is the day. Today is the day to be harvested. Today is the day to put your trust in the Lord Jesus so that you will be part of his people forever. Are you ready? Are you ready for that day when the trumpet sounds? Have you been gathered into Jesus' people? Why not ask him now? You still with me? We've got one more thing to do. Here it is. So we should say this together. When the trumpet sounds, harvest has ended. But what else? Rest begins. Just as the trumpets in ancient Israel called the people to a day of rest, it gathered them together. They took a day out of their ordinary work. They stopped their labors. So too will that trumpet sound, and it will mean a day, a time, a season of rest for those of us who've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not a day of pajamas and TVs, as bliss as that may sound to many of us in this room. But it isn't just a day, it is an eternity of rest, of Sabbath rest, where we get to enjoy God forever. That's what it is. It is rest from the labors of this world. It is rest from the brokenness of this world. It is rest by enjoying God fully without hindrance for all eternity. It is rest from the sickness of this world. It is rest from the broken relationships and brokenness of this world. And on Remembrance Sunday, it is rest from the wars that ravish in this world. When that trumpet sounds, rest begins. Eternal rest for all who have trusted in the Lord Jesus. He will gather his people for a sacred assembly, not just a day, but for all eternity. So when the trumpet sounds, what happens? Rest begins. Jesus will gather those who've trusted him. And we don't know when that trumpet's going to sound. They had a regular rhythm where they could work out when the day of trumpets was coming. But Jesus tells us, well, we don't know when that trumpet's coming. And actually, you've got to live like it's today. We should live, church, like the trumpet might sound. It might sound before we finish this service. It might sound by the end of the day. It might sound this week. It might sound in hundreds of years' time. But we've got to live ready. Ready for rest, ready for Jesus to come, laboring, harvesting as we wait. So, are you excited about that day? I am. I'm excited for that day to come. So, one more time, let's say this together. When the trumpet sounds, fantastic, harvest has ended and rest begins. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Let's pray, shall we? Our Father in heaven, we want to thank you this morning that there is a day coming when Jesus will come again. You have promised it, we believe it, and we want to look forward to it. Help us to be ready. Help us to be alert for that day. Father, please, would you harvest many more people into that final rest, into that final sacred assembly of your people who will be with you for all eternity. This morning we think of those we know and love, those that we mix with, those people here of Enfield Town, the people of our country, the people, Lord, of this world. Please would you send out workers into the harvest field that others might believe in Jesus too. Thank you for the way this ancient festival led people to Jesus, led them to the gospel. Father, please would we be those who are listening out for that trumpet. Come, Lord Jesus. And all God's people said, Amen. 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 Well, let's stand.